Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Akeem the Dream with the Clean 16s. Once again, a.k.a. MC Espionage with All Conscious Bars, representing the Conscious Moors of Western New York. Yeah, I said y'all already know. It's love, peace, unity, and having fun, y'all. Hip Hop 101, that's how it all begun, before the gun bars. Graffiti DJing, breaking and rap, those are core four elements. So I'm taking it back. Because mine's rooted in sin, son, that's where these crimes stem from. So when you truly believe that's your only way to achieve, it'd be hard to sway you to leave. But no matter how it's going to be, y'all, these cowards, yo, I plant seeds that's going to either flower or be devoured by weeds. It takes time to make rhymes like these because they tower like trees. But that's just how we grind to unite these MCs. With love, peace, unity, and having fun. Hip Hop 101 is how it all begun, y'all, before the gun bars. Yes, no applause. We're keeping it going. We've been going with a couple of different subjects so far. Just testing out for these half-hour shows as I try and come up with something, probably a solid show going on next year. It's just really the litmus test for the type of material that is interesting or that I like to talk about, which is consciousness. So representing the All Conscious Bars enterprise, and so, you know, that includes, you know, dealing with basic street knowledge, which is what the Zulu Nation calls in hip-hop the fifth element. And it's really street knowledge because why? When we go into our different institutions, you know, from a social perspective, which is usually school, church, you know, in North America, mostly you are dealing with information that is in part set up into categories and codes, for one, but in two, is literally just in part, meaning, you know, you're not getting the whole story. So that's why I believe, you know, I'm relevant and shows like this matter when we talk about the Zulu Nation, talk about the culture of hip-hop. The youth and the adults have to have a basic understanding. And for the most part, you know, understanding is out there. All you have to do is just to research it. Getting the youth interested in researching here in North America, Buffalo, Western New York, you know, we have to definitely have an understanding of our social awareness, our consciousness of what's going on around us, and to become grounded so that you can have the future as you live your life in the present to be successful in the future by learning from, you know, our history and the true history that is affected, that will affect you in a positive way, whether it be the youth or also as a community, we all have to work together. Unfortunately, like I said, you know, we've been socially implanted in our subconscious minds that one way of understanding is the best, especially if it's not related to you. And so, you know, we should become suspect in an environment that has a limited history that involves anybody in particular dealing inside of any particular culture. So if you feel like wherever the institutions that you are at and whatever is being addressed or how you're being addressed doesn't relate to anything that, you know, is inspiring historically for you, that is not meant to free you, it's meant to enslave you, right, to a certain extent. Now, we say in Islam that we are slaves of Allah, and for the most part, you know, we mean that in the literal sense that we, the articles of faith that we go by, that we submit to, the principles that are attached to you know, our creed, our lamented, and our actions. And so those are proofs. And also not just emotional proofs of being consistent with rituals, but also applying, you know, the facts and being open to, you know, being proud of your nationality. Like, you know, a lot of people get absorbed with not being proud of who they are or adapting somebody else's, nationality type traits and neglecting and putting down your own and really meaning it. Like, meaning you don't have any real true pride or understanding about where you are, who you come from, and that could be substantially negative as far as the actions that you take, as far as building community inside of a community that we exist in. Because outside of our existing community mostly is something that is more civilized in the physical or on the level of matter. Maybe spiritually we don't know. I mean, I basically have experienced people who are living in a civil environment are not necessarily the most spiritually grounded people in terms of, you know, a struggle that a person goes through and what grounds a person mostly in dealing on either level, depending on where you're comfortable at. I'm comfortable dealing with my lifestyle as far as living broke or living poor. So that will make me a good investor because, you know, if you look at it from a positive perspective, if you're used to living poor, then you shouldn't mind investing your money and taking action towards trying to gain a profit. So taking risks with investments. Because, you know, if you're used to being broke, when you get money, if you're already used to being broke, you might as well invest it in something for the future because you're already used to being broke. But psychologically, there's that assurance that you have invested in something that will give you a return, like education, for example. You know, but when you use education for its true purpose, it's not just to learn how to jump through hoops for another culture. You know, you can build your culture by just having faith in your abilities that you've learned. What did you really learn is what's most important. So being in a position to really accept nothing, even if you have a degree, in order to build something from the ground up is actually more important than using your degree to step into something that's already built and then jumping through hoops in order to gain, you know, I think creating something or the idea of creating something would make your mother proud. I mean, even if she would be proud that you had a good job and things like that. But if you made it off of your, after doing that, and then you take it, I think this next step would be, you know, taking it to the next level. So we're never really all the way totally complete. And mankind is always seeking to overcome obstacles, and we shouldn't, like, now, if I go back into the history, we shouldn't take our sometimes when we see failures amongst our people, we shouldn't, in business or in economics, and which is mostly when I say building community is what I'm talking about. You know, most of Marcus Garvey, you know, Noble Drew Ali, Elijah Pool Bay, and Elijah Muhammad, or otherwise known as Elijah Muhammad, Farad Muhammad, who was one of Elijah Bay Pools, or Bay, or Elijah Muhammad. One of his mentors. And, you know, they all were about establishing economics. And, you know, and of course, our leader, Warf D. Muhammad. And Warf D. Muhammad said, in regards to, you know, just now that we're on the topic of Islam, you know, I mentioned a couple of people. One wasn't a Muslim, yeah, you know, as far as his religious practice, but that was for economics, which was Garvey. And, you know, even people have now basically made a society off of his name, Garveyites. You know, that's like a society. And I would consider myself to be a Garveyite. Even though I'm Muslim, I'm in that society mentally because I understand that it's important to have a unity in the economics perspectives of going about doing things. Meaning, when we say economics, you have to at least use, you know, I would use the science of society, politics, you know, the actual economy, you know, basically, you know, religion, politics of whatever you would practice inside of society is a lot of differences. So it would cause for a great deal of balance and ways to be inside of the universe cohesively. The most wars that are fought for dominance in the world. And so, you know, this war should be about love and peace. And the most interesting thing would be to gain the respect, you know, just through being, you know, human and lawfully human and not really anything else. So based on a knowledge tip, I'd be like, when I was younger, I wonder how I got so dumb with these raps because my mom was the only one with an occupation, facts. So I wasn't trying to face it or hear it, but I had to respect it. She wasn't able to afford turntables or records, so I pioneered this technique. That's why I speak on mics. But you had to be tight nice because nobody really pays much attention to cheap advice. It was gangs and beef. My man Steak at Timberlane used to street fight. I was EDP, but that wasn't me, so I stayed in my lane. But I used to be hype with the breakbeats dancing. Took weeks to advance with it. Still couldn't windmill like my man Kevin Blanche could. The Earthquake, he was on the wheels of steel, spinning pack jam for us. So I was like, yo, I feel with the rap skill. I've been the star ever since Love was a battlefield. That's Pat Benatar. When I was 10, I was writing graffiti, reciting it freely to make it really seem like it was exciting to see me. I came to dream with the tip-top flows. They were so sick, put fans in a trance like it was hip-hop gnosis. All the way until the day I'm advanced and still got it, plus the fans never had no chance to snap out of it. Because, y'all, it's love, peace, unity, and having fun. Hip-hop 101, that's how it all begun. Graffiti DJ and breaking it rap, those the core four elements of taking it back. You know? But back to the subject. Just art and knowledge got to go together if you come in and try and manifest. That's all why I do that. That's why I kind of make the show like this. I haven't really been spitting on the show. I'm going to open up more with that, be more creative. Once we go back, like I said, you know, I want to take it back to what I was talking about. Now the history of Islam and why I'm using it in this form as it relates to the fifth element in the hip-hop culture, which from the Universal Zulu Nation is knowledge. Is because, you know, we're dealing with Sankofa, you know, conversation piece, first and foremost. So you're going to make gonna bump into a lot of things going forward if you're looking back, but it's necessary to look back in order to gain, you know, what it is that you need to gain. So we have to navigate in the present and understand where we're at, you know, truly from a perspective that is clear. So we have to be clear that at this point, the self-hate aspect of our mentality drives us away from where it is that we need to be. We need to recognize it in ourselves. You know, obviously, being that I live poor, you know, even though, you know, my vibe shines how it shines, you know, I can take on a negative spirit about when I'm in the presence of someone who lives the opposite of how I live. And that's not a cohesive way of living in the universe. So we have to even check what's inside of our own selves when we deal and act and realize that we have to build away from that and then make up for those shortcomings that may be in our character with regards to being able to have unity and or operate with love, you know, peace, freedom, justice, and unity. Can we operate like that, unity and justice, or peace, love, unity, freedom, and justice? Can we operate like that? Love, peace, unity, freedom, and justice. So, I mean, if you want to look at the beginning of what Imam Wahdi Muhammad was trying to tell us when he said to, like, I was looking at a video on YouTube and where, you know, our leader, may Allah be pleased with him, he gave us a lot of insight on separating, you know, religion from myth. And he gave the example of Adam being created from clay, and that, you know, the clay was molded from, you know, from mud with water, earth, and was turned into mud, and with mud he breathed, you know, the life of into Adam. And he mentioned, you know, that to take that literally, I mean, would be immature of us from a spiritual perspective. Or if we're aiming for elevation, that we should be in a position to use our logic to explain different revealed revelation that has been, you know, passed down from the seal of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And so, as you know, I look at the end process of some of the beginning aspects, and I see that in our leader, may Allah be pleased with him, that he's, you know, has, and I've, you know, look at that. When I looked at that particular video on YouTube, I saw Wahdi Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, bring into the aspect of Adam, you know, and saying that, you know, every human being has the natural right with the concept of Adam and Eve on the planet to move according to the principles of being an industrialist or somebody who's industrial, that this, to explain the creation of Adam and Eve, we would come up with the concept that man was created to be industrious, to inherit the earth, and to be a vice granted over the earth. You know, like the Quran speaks about, you know, like the mountains turned it down, and other basically powerful, like a mountain is a symbol of power, Mount Sinai. We know that Musa alayhi salam, or Moses, got his message from the burning bush according to, you know, the scriptures on Mount Sinai. And there's a quote-unquote, you know, now what we call, you know, Arabic side. You look back into history, you would see that an aspect of Queen Sheba's people used to live in that area that we call Arabia now. And so that's, you know, something, if you proven, that's a fact, if you do your research. It's pretty something I kind of was, you know, enlightened about. So illuminated, understanding that, you know, not only are the facts of our history are taken out of religion, taken out of schools. I already gave my thought away. It's also taken out of in religion. Like, so when you say Belalian, you're looking at the idea that, you know, Belal, his position was very strong in the Ummah, as far as the person that's calling the Adhan. But, you know, it doesn't seem like we get, you know, a lot of information, you know, on Belal inside of, you know, the literature that we get. So in the same way that I sometimes talk to my mother about the white Jesus, I see some of the same aspects in a lot of the literature that we receive about Islam here, and, you know, or everywhere around the world. There's not a lot of information about a real important character inside of Islam, the Adhan caller, and now, you know. So, based on that, you know, I respect the idea behind Belalian. I would say that, you know, with me using a new business name, I would like that to be it. Akeem Hasabulu Wilson Al Belalian. You know, that's what I would do my new business name in. You know, because it makes sense of where I'm at as far as my understanding of traditional Islam, my understanding of our leader, Wafdi Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. And, you know, Masonic concepts that are given to us with the history of, you know, of the Belalians here in America and our position as a new Africa based on the concepts of our leader, Wafdi Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. So, you know, all it is we have to maintain our understanding. And I started a lot of, you know, this historical research dealing with, you know, the first, you know, of course, I'm going to go back into the study of the, you know, the predecessor or the or Marcus Garvey, who was really first, and then, you know, after Marcus Garvey came, you know, Noble Drew Ali, as far as being economically, you know, important in the community. And one thing I remember also when I say Noble Drew Ali, you know, the Masonic name for him is the Prophet, and which people don't understand is I would say you have to, if you're dealing, you know, you have to look at it from Masonic perspective, the widow and the son. When I say that, or the balance of the, you know, what goes above shall be below, and the science behind, you know, understanding that even though we're Muslim or Islamic understanding, that it all comes from still the same basic concepts as every other message, because the Most High gave every prophet, you know, understanding on one level or another. You got the 12 tribes of Israel as it relates to the zodiac and things of that nature, which is something that Noble Drew Ali was using as far as using science and how the Moorish Empire and things like that are connected to this now. So I'll go into a lot of that stuff next week, because I got to do more research on it. I understand that the Moorish Science Temple was really a big, the first fundamental concepts that came from, you know, a Masonic perspective that all of our leaders embraced, and that is really being promoted right now. So you have to have an understanding of that for civics. And so at the end, I'll just say love, peace, unity, having fun, Hip Hop 101, Hakeem the Dream with the Clean 16, you know, coming at y'all. And I'm right now about to come with the rap, y'all, because this show about to go off. I'm not soft, got all conscious bars. No, I'm just kidding. That's not how I'm living. I smash cats. The C's better get they BMI ass cap, because I'm coming for that black. I need that. The C's, y'all bleed black and blue, because I'm after you. That's how I cut you so deep when I come up with these styles that's so complete. I don't know, I'm going wild on the mic when I speak. A technique when I take it back in the days, and whatever I say, you're going to get hazed. I don't play. MCs, you better answer the question, because it's not a relay.